Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Anxiously awaiting, will today be the day that Aaron Rodgers makes an announcement? On the edge of my seat, unless I'm not. I'm actually in a reclined position, but happy to be in for Dan Patrick today with the great Rob Parker. Normally, you can hear me on many of these radio stations here overnight on Fox Sports Radio. The graveyard shift from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. And my guy, Rob Parker, with Chris Broussard, the odd couple, beloved, critically acclaimed odd couple from 7 to 10. They love you. The emails I get, amazing how popular you guys are.
It's
from 7 to 10 Eastern time. So anyway.
It's a fun show. So if you can join us, you know, check it out. And Ben, what you do is amazing to me. You know, I'm serious, because to do a solo show overnight, you know, make it interesting, make it fun, it's not easy. It's a lot of guys have tried it and can't do it, and you've been able to do it for a long time and be good at it. So for real.
Well, thank you, Rob. You know, there's a different vibe under the cover of moonlight and stars. And we timed it out. I know when our bosses fall asleep. And when I guarantee they're not listening, so then we really let our hair down. Once I'm pretty sure the bosses are sleeping. So we have been yapping about Aaron Rodgers. I want to get into some other stuff here. But before we do that, this portion of the Dan Patrick Show, you know, the big, very popular show, Dan Patrick, my God, a titan in sports talk radio, made possible by Mercedes. They say good things come to those who wait. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. It takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at mbusa.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. And as we await for Aaron Rodgers, there is some other stuff that caught my attention. I wanted to get into the NBA and LeBron James. Because there is a rule, and the rule is you can't go more than, I think it's an hour and a half without mentioning LeBron's name.
LeBron James.
We're going to end up in radio jail.
I'm with you. Like, Brady retired, and then at some point LeBron will retire, and then maybe we can get back to some normalcy.
Yeah. There's an alert, actually, that we get buzzed if we don't mention LeBron's name after like an hour and a half. We go 90 minutes without LeBron and we get in some trouble. So he made a bunch of waves. You were at the All-Star game, Rob. He made a bunch of waves over the All-Star break. He talked to the Athletic and is openly flirting with going back to play in Cleveland for the third time. And he also admitted that he's interested in playing with his son. This is what I've heard for years, that the plan was he's going to keep playing until Bronny is in the NBA, no matter where Bronny James end up. So you can imagine LeBron James wearing a Sacramento Kings uniform, an Oklahoma City Thunder uniform, like the most outrageous, it doesn't fit. Pistons, you name it, anything. Joel's all excited, our engineer. He's all excited about that. But literally anywhere in the NBA. And the other thing that I learned, which I was blown away by, is that Bronny James is, even though he's the spawn of LeBron, is not thought of as a first-round pick in the NBA. He's projected as a second-round pick. Well, there's no way he goes in the second round. He's going to be drafted in the first round. Because
I don't think it's automatic. They say, and Chris Bouchard was sharing this the other day, and said he's ranked 34th in his junior class. Not like 34th of all the players in the country, or, you know, doesn't matter the age or class or whatever, 34th amongst juniors.
Yeah.
That's not an automatic first-round pick. Even being LeBron James's kid, he's only 6'3". Now, unless he grows, Ben, the next couple of years, but right now he's 6'3". He's not a big guy.
Yeah. So I will bet you right now, chicken wings or burgers,
let's do it,
whatever you want, he is drafted in the first round. Not a lottery pick, but at the end of the first round, because the name James and knowing you're getting a package deal, you know, if you're drafting 27th in the first round and you're going to draft somebody who might not make it, and you're going to draft another guy who might not make it, and the guy that it has the name James at the end is cha-ching, 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 he's going to be drafted higher than he should be. I say he does end up in the first round.
Okay.
Because it's a package deal.
It's right. Done. And if I was a team president, GM, or owner, I would stay clear of the James gang. I just would. Because you have a chance of alienating other teammates, especially if the kid isn't great on his own. It would be one thing when Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey played in Seattle. Jr. was a star. So his dad being an add-on as a bench player and a left-handed bat off the bench, that's a layup. That's easy to do. But if you're telling me that Bronny isn't that good and he's going to come and now he's not playing, now you got to deal with LeBron, and if you're playing him because he's got the right last name, then you got the rest of the team saying, well, what is this? This doesn't make any sense. Dude, it could be a headache if Bronny's not a star in his own right. If you're just doing it, people aren't going to buy tickets to watch Bronny sit on the bench.
Well, they will. They will buy tickets to
22.
They'll buy tickets to watch LeBron at
year 22.
Yes, yes. It doesn't matter. Michael Jordan was playing at the end when he retired. Then he came back with the Washington Bullets, and then I guess they became the Wizards when he was there, or whatever. But he was in Washington, and he played there, and he was kind of long in the tooth.
Yeah. How many playoffs did they make in those 2 years? I'll wait.
But how many tickets did they sell? I remember just, when Washington came in, it was a big deal.
Year 22.
I agree with you, but think of it from a business standpoint. If you are Oklahoma City, you're a bunch of nobodies, and you get Bronny James with one of these million first round picks. Let's just do hypothetical, and then you add LeBron onto that. And suddenly you're on TNT every week. You know, you're on the ESPN. You're on all the big networks for games of the week because you have those guys on the team. You're no longer marginalized as a nobody. And that has some cachet.
That doesn't work if he can't play. That's all I'm saying. If he's a star in his own right, then you're right. Then they'll be knocking down the door to make it happen. I'm just saying at this point, he isn't that guy where people are salivating like, I can't wait to draft Bronny. I mean, LeBron has put this out there on All-Star Weekend in Cleveland because he's trying to boost up his kid's chances. He knows where his kid is. This is a ploy. You're buying into it.
Well, yes, because I believe it's going to work.
You wouldn't have to sell that.
I don't think you're wrong.
Why would you have
to sell that? I don't think you're wrong, Rob. I don't think you're wrong, but I believe it will work. I believe this is absolutely the way big business, and this is all big business.
This is how Lonzo
sports.
Ball became the second pick of the NBA draft. If they redid that draft, and that doesn't mean that Lonzo, there's no place for him in the league, but he wasn't the second pick. His dad talked up a big game, right? Tricked Magic Johnson and the Lakers into taking him. number two, because they were afraid that if they didn't take him and this guy was making such a stink about his kid, they would look terrible if he did become that star. And did it work in L.A.? Remember? Oh, his jersey's going to be in the rafters next to mine. Magic, do you remember all that?
Oh, I do. Listen, but that's what the draft is. I'm anti-draft, Rob. I've gone, I have done a 180. When I was younger, I loved all drafts.
I thought you were a military guy, no? Okay, no.
Yeah, well, the military draft. But no, the exaggeration that takes place, the weasel words. Like every year, these guys are all compared to legends of the game and all that stuff. And at some point, I finally reached my breaking point. I was like, I'm out of this. I mean, I still pay attention to the draft because we have to because of our jobs and stuff, but I don't buy 99% of the puffery about draft picks. But I do buy the fact that it's show business and that theatrics are part of it. And, hey, I loved LeVar Ball when he was doing his thing a couple years ago. He is really – we haven't heard from him much at all, right? He's not gotten a lot of attention the last year.
No, not at all. Let his kids play, you know what I mean? And that's all you need to do. He did a great job as a dad to get three of them college scholarships, and two of the kids are in the NBA.
Yeah. No, but I thought he was great when he was doing all the media stuff. I thought, you know, he had big
hot takes.
It was
good for a while, but it got tired that he's better than Michael Jordan and Lonzo's better than Michael Jordan. Like, how many times can you say that before you go, okay.
Oh, I love a good loud mouth. He was out there and, you know, he was overstating things, but I enjoyed his overstatements. I did. And now, as far as LeBron, there's some other things here. Everything related to what happened over the All-Star break, which is still going on here. When are they getting back to play? Is tomorrow they're going to get back
Thursday.
And play tomorrow in the
I know.
NBA?
Yeah. It's right. A long break. I was in Cleveland for the weekend. It was pretty amazing. And the one thing that I did notice, Ben, and I don't know how much of it you saw, but it was LeBron's in Cleveland, right? He's from Akron. He's the local native son.
Yeah.
And he's talking about coming back to Cleveland maybe and all the other stuff that went on. And he did win that city its first championship in 52 years, so you got a lot of equity in that place. Who got the biggest applause and ovation when push came to shove? It was MJ. It was Jordan. It was not LeBron, contrary to his belief that he's the greatest player who ever played basketball.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how upset do you think LeBron was behind the scenes there? When
he couldn't have been that happy because I think that's just another – you know, reminder that, you know, you might believe you are, but most other people don't.
Well, you saw the quote from, I think it was Rich Paul. It was like, well, LeBron and Jordan both had very difficult roads, and he was comparing those two guys. And I went on a rant on my show, the Overnight Show. I was ranting about that because, like, Jordan, the fact that he rose up, it was obviously a different time. It's much different when LeBron came on the scene in the 2000s then as opposed to Jordan back in the, you know, the early 80s, late, you know, he played high school ball in the 70s and the 80s and whatnot and working his way up. But it's not anywhere the same. Michael Jordan is this whole Nike Jordan relationship and where that's at with the Jordan brand. That's like totally next level. But Jordan, the other thing, I'm going to talk about the dunk contest later, but Jordan, that really rose him up the ranks, the dunk contest.
No doubt. He did it three times, Ben, and you're right. There's no doubt about it.
I remember watching that. We'll get into that later. But as far as LeBron, just in general here, now, me and you share a same disdain for the Lakers in many ways here. I think we do. We're on the same page on that. But the word is LeBron is already behind the scenes looking elsewhere. He's got a wandering eye. And the Lakers have a losing record right now. The roster is broken, it would appear. And so if the tea leaves are right here, and I am a distant relative of Nostradamus and I'm a friend of Nostradinus. So
is that right?
Didn't know that. Nostradinus lives in Seattle, actually. I met him at an appearance a couple years ago. So if LeBron has 2.5 months to go, because the NBA got the rest of February, which is actually not even a half a month. There's only a few days left.
Right, it's like 7 weeks left of the regular season.
So 7 weeks as a Laker. And then he's going to strong-arm his way, because he's under contract next year, so he has to be traded. He's got another year on his contract. And we've seen this before, Rob. We saw, you know, when the roster, he realized in Cleveland that things weren't going the right way there the first time. He ended up hitting the eject button, went to Miami. And then when the Heat roster got a little long in the tooth and he saw that wasn't going the direction he wanted, he took off from there, went back to Cleveland because they'd got Kyrie Irving and they've traded for Kevin Love at his behest and all that. So this Laker roster that I believe he's put together, I think he's the one at the puppet master behind the scenes here, it is deficient. So he's looking around here. And so if this is it, and this Laker team's not winning anything this year, what letter grade would you give LeBron James for his tenure? Because I'll go first. I would give him a D minus. He's in year four.
A D minus, with the championship. You are
bogus championship, bogus championship, bogus championship. Mickey Mouse in the bubble. That's the only way he was going to win with the Lakers, and nobody saw that coming. Obviously, who sees a pandemic coming? They had 4 months off. 4 months for LeBron to rest, but more importantly, for Anthony Davis, the very brittle big man for the Lakers to rest up. And unless there's another four-month gap before the NBA playoffs this year, they're not winning anything. So I give him a D minus. What do you give him, Rob?
I would say a C. I'm not going to poo-poo the championship, even though I get it, the bubble championship. The trophy had Mickey Mouse ears on it, but it counts, right? He has four championships. But when you really look at the first year, if you remember,
They were in the lottery. Year one, they were a lottery team. They had a losing record.
Right. They didn't make the playoffs.
And also, remember, Rob, remember when he came to the Lakers, they had sucked for years, the Lakers. They had all those number two picks, and they had all these.
Right. They hadn't made the playoffs five straight years. And then LeBron came, and then they didn't make the playoffs again.
Yeah, I'm convinced LeBron thought he was going to be able to play with those young guys when he got there.
Oh, he did.
And it didn't work out. It just didn't click. And so they were in the lottery. Then they won the bogus, I call it bogus, Mickey Mouse championship because they had 4 months off and they played in Orlando.
That did help.
No fans.
That did help both of those guys, like health-wise. And Anthony Davis played great in the bubble. He did.
He played wonderful.
He played great.
No fans. No, you know, Rob covering the NBA, right? You go on the road in a big game six, game seven, crowds going nuts against you. It's a hostile environment. You had none of that at the resort in Orlando. And then this year, the Lakers, or last year, year three, they were a first-round elimination by the Suns, the Lakers, in the playoffs. And now they have a losing record this year.
Yeah,
and
we're 70% in. I would definitely say it's a C, not clearly nearly what people had anticipated or hoped. As GM, an F. I mean, he's put together, I call him the Dr. Frankenstein of the NBA because he's put this monster together. Everybody and their Uncle Ben, very nice. Everybody and their uncle knew that Westbrook wasn't a fit. Everybody knew it. Everybody. Buddy Hield was a better fit, and he didn't have a big enough name, right, to play in L.A. and people to be jacked up about them getting him. And this should come as no surprise that this doesn't fit. And then when you're top heavy and you pay – the three guys, the money you're paying, you have no depth, you have an older team, and if anything goes wrong, like injuries or whatever, you're screwed. And that's where we are. Even with the numbers LeBron's putting up this year, they don't impact winning, Ben.
Yeah.
He can score 30 points, 39 and 8, and they lose.
Well, he does have a little Brady vibe to him, though, as far as his individual numbers this year. Because the stats, if you're just a stat guy,
right,
then you're like, oh, you can't rip LeBron. His stats are amazing. At his age, they are. What happened? When we were kids, Rob, but these guys would get old, they would stink, as they got older. And these last couple of years.
What's in the water? I don't know. I'm just asking,
I don't know what's going on. But Tom Brady and LeBron, I mean, these guys are continuing to dominate, statistically anyway, in their older age. All right, we will mix in some calls here, Rob, right, if you want.
Let's do it. 877-99 on Fox.
That's right. Give us a yap on Twitter as well. I am on there. Rob's on there as well. Ben Maller on Twitter, M-A-L-L-E-R, if you have no idea who I am because you're not up in the middle of the night. And you can hit Rob on Twitter as well. You are very active on the Twitter.
At Rob Parker FS1. Definitely hit us up or give us a call. What letter grade would you give LeBron if this is his swan song in L.A.? Ben says D minus. I'm more of a C. Maybe you're higher on LeBron on that scale. And I'm a professor at USC, so I'm a fair grader, Ben. I don't know about you, but I am.
I know. I'm around. I always got scared around teachers, Rob, when I was a kid. You know, I was a bad student. But you're a college professor.
You spoke well to my class when I had you on. What was that?
Oh, that was great. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I felt like, wow, I'm out of place here. But I was talking to like the next generation of media people there. You're teaching Professor Rob. All right, so straight ahead, we're going to talk about LeBron. Also, now LeBron has his eye at a couple of different places around the NBA. There is some chatter that one of the teams LeBron is interested in, not interested in him. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dan Patrick Show, Ben Maller, normally overnights on Fox, and the great Rob Parker yapping away. We've been talking about LeBron James and his latest comments. We'll get to this update on LeBron, because one of the teams he's eyeing may not be interested in bringing LeBron to town. We'll get to that coming up. I also saw, you were at the All-Star game, Rob, and I just saw this photo. I guess there's a story bouncing around that LeBron, when he showed up to the All-Star game, he, and I didn't see this because I did not watch the red carpet walk-in, but he was wearing a leather satchel with a bottle of tequila. I guess he's promoting his own brand of tequila. Are you a tequila drinker, Rob? I'm not a tequila guy.
No, not normally. Have I had a couple of shots of tequila? Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Is that, that, but, there's a lot of money in there. And I heard years ago, and maybe somebody can correct me on this, but a guy told me that the reason these tequila bottles are so ridiculous, and there's a million different brands of tequila, and there's some really cool bottles of tequila that are made, but it's kind of all the same stuff inside the actual, like when you get down to just the tequila.
Right. So that's why the bottle.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know enough about tequila,
I don't know. I mean, that's what a guy told me, and I'm so gullible. I was like, well, it makes sense to me. Yeah, that's why there's like these amazing, you know, like LeBron will wear a satchel for the tequila to make it stand out from the other brands of tequila. But we have been grading because I love, you know, Rob's an actual professor. I like to play a professor on the radio, and I gave LeBron a D- for his run with the Lakers, but so you are much more optimistic. You're much happier than I am today. You're in a good mood.
I gave him a C, and you know, I gotta be fair. And he did win a championship, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, Ben. I mean, it counts. Look it up. It's on his record.
It's like a half credit. It's a half credit. It's 4 months off before the playoffs. Well, actually, they came back and played a few games. Then they had the playoffs in 2020.
Played like 10 games, if I remember something.
But I think it was over 20 weeks. And I'll tell you right now, Robbie, if the Lakers had 20 weeks off for Anthony Davis to get healthy before this year's playoffs, I would give them a shot of winning the championship. Wow. This year, as messed up as that team is, and Russell Westbrook doesn't fit with that team, if they were completely rested and ready to go, they'd have a shot. Anthony Davis is just brittle. He can't stay healthy.
But the biggest problem is they don't play defense, Ben. They're the oldest team in the NBA, and I have their pregame meal menu, you know, right here in my hand. And
oh, it is? What are they eating before the game?
Yes, before games, they have sodium-free bacon, decaf coffee, and a chest x-ray. I mean, that's how old that team is.
Well, the early bird special. We're going to be old soon, Rob, so we need to take advantage of that early bird special before
we know.
Hey,
there's nothing wrong with having dinner at 4:30, okay, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
all right, we got some calls, Ben. People want to chime in and grade LeBron. Let's go to Ben in Ithaca. You're on the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ben?
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking the time. Appreciate you taking some free grades here. I'm kind of siding with you here, Rob. I got to give LeBron credit for winning the championship. You know, there are a bunch of other teams that didn't go out and win the chip, regardless of what you think about the bubble. And I definitely kind of side on the Mickey Mouse side of things. But I'm thinking C+, B- if I'm feeling extra generous. I mean, you give him the credit for winning the ring, but we also know how involved LeBron is with the team building process.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody who's even remotely aware of the NBA thought Russ was a good fit, and lo and behold, we were all right.
Yep. Everybody, Ben. It was
Remember LeBron when guys like you and me were taking pot shots at the Laker roster after the Westbrook trade. I mean, I did 4 hours of mocking the Lakers when they picked up Westbrook on the overnight. I was goofing on them for 4 hours. And LeBron's, we're going to prove the doubters wrong. You know, we're going to.
Remember?
What do you expect LeBron to say? But he came out. He's like, oh yeah, we'll be fine. You know, these old guys can play. And
he was like, keep that same energy. You remember the negative energy that we were throwing out? Keep that same energy when we turn this thing around.
Well, we have. LeBron, I got the same energy, LeBron. I got the same energy. Absolutely. That is a mess, a hot stew, a hot toxic stew in that Laker locker room. And Anthony Davis probably going to be out for the rest of the regular season. There was a guy that sent a message in on Twitter. I got to find it. There's a bunch of people writing in. But he pointed out the Lakers, back in the day, that long 33-game winning streak, I think it was George wrote it. It's the 33-game winning streak. And this year, they might not even win 33 games. They have 27 wins right now, and they played 58 games. So there's not that many games left in the regular season. And the way they're playing, it's not guaranteed they're going to get another six wins the way they're going.
It definitely is a possibility, depending on the health, and then you don't know. So, David, in Miami, You're on the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. What's happening, David?
Hey, guys. LeBron's turned into a fabulous promoter. I don't know if you guys remember when he was down here with us, we won the two championships in a row and then we lost, and he didn't decide if we're staying or not. So he tells Pat Riley that this backcourt great player from UConn is the best player in the draft.
I remember
so
that.
What did Pat do? Pat goes out and drafts this guy. Guy turned into be an okay, I guess, player, but not what they said. And what did LeBron do? He took off, okay? And, Rob, what you said is right. His son is a junior, 34th in his class, and he's already anointing him a first-round pick. I'll tell you what he's done. He's put an X on his son's back and all the teams he's going to be playing against now, okay? Oh, look at this. He's going to be a first-round pick. I got to make my bones playing tough against him and knock him around. I mean, you know, he's crazy. And the last thing I want to tell you, Rob, I'm the guy, you might not remember, but I'm telling you, when it came to the GOAT on your show with Chris, as far as I'm concerned, and nothing is going to ever change my mind, the only GOAT is Bill Russell, okay?
Look, the case you could make for Bill Russell, and I get it, the 11 championships and all that, Ben, but here's the only issue. There were only, I don't know, 8 teams, or 10 teams at max. And the problem was during that era of sports, Ben, let me tell you the 4 teams that used to win every time, because there was no free agency, and when you had a good team, you were good, right? So the Celtics won all the championships. The Green Bay Packers won. The Yankees won every year, right? They went to the World Series 8 out of 10 times in the 50s. And the Montreal Canadiens won because they only had 6 teams. So it's hard to be able to really judge that era. Am I right or wrong?
No, yeah, and I look at the, you know, I remember I was on the radio the day Wilt Chamberlain passed away years ago, and I remember seeing Wilt when I first started in the business, and he would go to the Laker games occasionally, and I looked at the numbers Wilt Chamberlain put up, and my eyeballs popped out of my head. You look at the stats.
Yeah, they're ridiculous.
Right. They didn't play, the competition was not there in the NBA. I know from talking to some old-time guys in the NBA, and this is amazing to me, but the great Tommy Hawkins, who passed away years ago, he played for the Lakers when they moved from Minneapolis. And the Lakers were so unpopular in L.A., and basketball was like a new sport in L.A., that the Laker players, the day of games, Tommy told me the story, they'd go out in a flatbed truck and a megaphone, like a bullhorn, around Los Angeles and say, hey, we got a game tonight. It's the Lakers. Come watch us play at the sports arena. That's it's mind-boggling considering where it's at now, but that's how it was back in those days when the Lakers first moved to L.A., that nobody, and that's maybe that's just L.A., but apparently that's how the NBA was. Nobody was going to watch the games.
No doubt about it. I think I heard, too, that you would put 2 tickets on your windshield, go into a store, Ben, and when you came out, there'd be 4 there, you know?
But bum. Hey, as far as that caller, though, he brings up a great point, the guy in Miami, because this is a wonderful mind hack that LeBron has figured out over the years. And I give him credit, because I think we both agree that he is hands-on behind the scenes.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
But then he has plausible deniability, because if it goes bad, he's like, oh, there were rumors, there were reports a couple weeks ago that he's upset with Rob Pelinka.
Right.
Rob Pelinka's actually picking the players for the Lakers. Come on. I don't. And just like in Miami, I don't think, you know, LeBron was hands on. But yet LeBron always, when things go bad, he blames other people. He passes the buck.
Let's squeeze in another one. Fats in Philly, you're on the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Fats?
It is so good to hear you during the day, my friend. Shazam! And all this talk about LeBron is making me sick. The NBA is a joke. O-K-E. It's not the way when Doc played back in the day with Billy Cunningham, even Iverson. It's a joke now. Joel Embiid is as soft as Philadelphia cream cheese. Mm.
Well, if you cut Fats open, Fats is one of my guys, Rob, he will bleed cream cheese and cheesesteak.
Now, let me ask you this. When you have the nickname Fats, is he coming in at 4 bills or not?
Let me tell you, this guy, we've seen all of Fats on the overnight show, those that listen to the Maller show, because my guy Fats, he found the show a couple years ago, and he was so out of his mind during the NFL draft. should I say out of my, I was so liquored up.
Right.
He lit himself on fire, Rob, and screamed my name to celebrate the draft. And he, of course, videoed it for posterity's sake. It's on the internet there. And then he did some other things I don't think we're allowed to talk about during daytime radio. But he is a hardcore. When you think of the trope of the Philadelphia sports fan, that's Fats. Like, that's him. Like the
he sounds like it, but can you give me a weight estimate? I just, when you get the nickname Fats.
He's got to be at least, he's over three bills, I would say. I don't know how tall he is, so it's hard to judge the because of the height, but he's not missed any meals. He's enjoying himself. You know, he's like I was back in the day. I didn't miss any meals either back in the day.
Yeah, but you look great now, man. It's unbelievable.
I stopped eating. I starved myself, Rob. That's
you
what I did.
Yourself.
I ate one meal a day. One meal a day. That's it.
Is that
That's
all you eat? For real?
Yeah. Yeah. I went to this this Fugazi internet. I found it on the internet. My wife actually found it. It's intermediate fasting. So I did that. And that's actually worked out pretty well. Because I lost a lot of weight. I lost like 200 pounds. And then I gained some of it back.
Right.
So then I had to lose it again. And since I've been doing this, I've kept most of it
off. You've kept it off, yeah. I go up and down. You know, I like the wings, and I like to have a couple of adult beverages, you know, and you got to be careful. You can't overdo it. But
well, you support the ballet also. And when you go to the ballet, the food at the ballet sometimes can not be the healthiest food at the ballet. But you are supporting the arts, Rob, and that's important.
Anything I can do to help the society be better, you know that.
Yeah, you're looking out for the little people in society. You're helping them out. You're giving back to the world, which is very, very important. So I tease this. You know, program directors get very upset if you tease something and don't pay it off.
And then you don't deliver. You got to deliver on the tease.
Yeah, I don't want to get an angry text or call from my boss. So mention LeBron James, one of the teams he's interested in, and not so interested in him possibly. That would be the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yes.
Did you see this now, Rob? There's a story bouncing around. Mark Stein, NBA insider guy, he had the story. A couple other people also reporting similar things that the assumption the Cavaliers would be all about bringing LeBron back for a third time to the land. Not the
Cleveland!
Case. Yeah, not so much. Now, I agree.
I get it. They got a nice young team going, Ben. Right? They got something. They're building a nice team.
No, I would, and if I was on that team, I would not want LeBron to come back because it's going to be all about LeBron. If you're Darius Garland right now, one of these other young guys that's making a name for themselves on the Cavs, and LeBron comes back, you're an afterthought. Ooh. It's all about LeBron. So. I'm with you.
I think that's not what they want. You don't need a third appearance. The players, and I've said this, Ben, when LeBron retires, you know, they should put a big statue out in front, right? Mm-hmm. In one hand, he has a basketball. The other hand, he has a suitcase. And just leave it at that. And that should be the legacy of LeBron James.
Well, the pigeons need somewhere. You know, those statues are great for the pigeons. They love to sit on top of the statues there. Well, there's a ton in L.A. here. There's a ton of statues outside the Crypto Arena there. It's like a mausoleum around that place with all the statues. It's craziness. All right. It is the Dan Patrick Show. Ben Maller and Rob Parker as we continue on. And you know what's not continuing on? Baseball.
Stop it, Ben. What are you talking about?
No baseball. Well, has there been progress made? The latest developments. And I was told by somebody years ago, you're never supposed to talk about collective bargaining agreements. But that's what this is all about. They're trying to work out an agreement. Will we see opening day in baseball as scheduled or not? The very latest on that. We'll get to it. And we will do it next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Patrick Show, Ben Maller, and the great Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. Interlopers. You can hear me normally overnight. And I'll be back on the overnight tonight. I was away at a funeral to attend the last couple of days. But I'll be back on the overnight tonight. And Rob and the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard. Very popular show. Here we are.
I never missed the Ben Maller show. I never listened to it, so I never miss it.
There's nothing when you go to bed. Like what I need here, Rob, to engrow the audience here is I need like a big storm so people are awake or something like that to yes. wake them up. Or
you have your audience. That's all you need, yeah. Ben. Come on, how many years have you been doing overnights?
You'd be shocked. How many people are driving trucks and out and about?
No, I believe it. And people are out. I believe it. Yeah.
We
I
do
did
very
a show
well.
In Detroit from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. called. Mm-hmm. Parker and the Man with my buddy Mark Wilson, we did, and the show was popular. It was 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. You'd be surprised how many people were up late.
Yeah, there's always people awake. It's a 24-hour world, right? There's people, a lot of the stuff you buy online gets moved to other locations while most people are sleeping. So I want to change gears here. Now, we're both baseball guys. You were a noted baseball scribe, Rob, and you have the coveted Hall of Fame vote.
Which you know is my prized possession, Ben. It really is. No,
I'm jealous of that. I get to vote for the Wooden Award. That's all I get. And I value that very much. But the Hall of Fame is tremendous. And so we're looking forward to baseball. We've hung out at ball games over the years, Rob. We've seen in the last few years been Dodger games and whatnot. Yeah. Not recently so much because of the COVID and all that. But we were back last year. And so this labor negotiation, you're never supposed to talk too much about this on the radio because people don't like it, but they met for 5 hours, I was reading, on Tuesday, and nothing moved forward here from what I understand, and that the union is at loggerheads with the owners. The owners continue to want a mediator, a third-party mediator, to come in and hammer out a deal. But we're getting close to the deadline now, Rob, where it's either, hey, you got to get a deal, or we're going to start chopping games off of the regular season. We're not that far away from that point, that drop-dead date. And it sounds, if you believe what we're being told here, that they're not going to get, from what I've heard, they're not going to get a deal done. But you're more optimistic than I am, Rob. We have all things on this. You think there will be some progress. Am I wrong on that?
Yeah, I really do. I think that they're meeting every day. Both sides know what's at stake, Ben. This is a different world we live in. And Monday is the deadline in order to start the season on time. The history is that we've never had a lockout cost us regular season games. Strikes have, but not lockouts, right? So I'm going to stick with history that with a lockout, you'll get a deal done in time, which is Monday. They're meeting every day. It's not like they are leaving the bargaining session and said, we don't know when we'll get back together. It's every day. They're putting in time. The owners have conceded with the universal DH. There's some things that have come off the table so that they can move forward. And I do believe that they will get a deal done by
Monday.
Not.
They're not going to get it. Everything I've heard is that this is going to go in and spill into the middle of March.
They can't afford – baseball can't afford that.
They can afford
during
it.
These times.
They can't.
People can't – no, because people will find other things to do. People will be disgusted. Baseball's never been healthier, Ben. You know that financially. People think of the golden age of baseball in the 50s. When Roger Maris hit his 61st home run, there was 13,000 fans in the stands. That could never happen. They're making money hand over fist now.
The owners, they are convinced that when the games come back, the people will come back. That they're not going to lose the audience.
Not if you delay the season or make people mad at billionaires and millionaires not being able to split a pie. It's not like there's no money.
Listen, I agree, Rob. I agree. People are going to post nasty things on social media. I'm never watching baseball again. Baseball's been dead. People have been saying baseball's been dying for over 100 years.
For 40 years. No, you're right.
For 100 years.
It's a dinosaur, right.
There were stories. I always love when these guys get on the, on the television and radios. Baseball's dying. And there were stories written in the early 1900s when baseball was only like 25, 30 years old. Baseball's boring. People have moved on. And there's a core audience of baseball. It's not the biggest thing in the world, but it's a popular sport. So people, the owners are, from what I've been told, they're not worried. The big date is, as we know, the regular season, because then the television contracts, you have to look at the language in the contracts and how
you start losing
they have to
money.
Pay back money. Yeah.
Yes.
And that becomes problematic. But just because something hasn't happened, as I know regarding stats, right? Just because it was actually Dick Stockton of all people. I had Dick on the radio on the weekend, so we had Dick Stockton on, and he was promoting a game he was doing on Fox, and it was a terrible game. And I remember I was like, who's going to watch this? And he gave me one of the great lines that I stole, Dick Stockton. He said, stats tell you what has happened, not what's going to happen. So you never really know. You never really know just because something hasn't happened as far as missing regular season games. I hope there's a deal done today. I'd love to see that and have spring training and then have the season start on time. But they're meeting, but it's like four people at the negotiating table. These are not in-depth meetings that are taking place right now that are actually going to get a deal done.
Yeah, I think that they will. They'll work through the weekend and Monday. I believe there'll be a deal, just like we didn't think in 2020. You remember during the pandemic, it didn't look like they were going to get a season together, you remember? And then they were able to hammer out a 60-game season and whatnot. There's a lot at stake for the game, and you got to be careful. People during these times aren't going to sit around and just be like, oh, okay, whatever. And the other thing too, Ben, I think that we a little bit got comfortable is that we had a 28-year labor peace with baseball and the players, right? 28 years. You know, Ben, growing up, there were strikes and lockouts all the time, right?
Every baseball, couple years.
Every couple years, there was an issue with baseball because the union is stronger than in the NBA and the NFL. Where the NFL, the guys just roll over, right? And the owners just take advantage of them every time and win the negotiation play. But in baseball, we had 28 years of labor peace. So this feels a little weird to be going through this again, but this is more normal with baseball. And both sides are trying to save face, and nobody wants to give in. The union has worked real hard for a long time, Ben. They got lifetime health care. You know, they got the greatest benefits of any union in this country.
The baseball players are set up. I did like that they're talking about putting a draft lottery in, too. Because baseball, there's like half the teams every year try not to win. That's one of the big problems in baseball.
Right.
You put a lottery in there.
That is one of the things, yep.
Yeah, that's something. Because the teams like the Orioles in recent years, and there's a couple other teams that have just not even tried to field a competitive team. And what's the point? I don't get it. You're not even trying to win, and then you get rid of some of those teams. That'll help things out from top to bottom. And you know, I'm not worried about the arbitration and all that. The Super 2. I don't get a lot of that stuff, Rob. I'm not into the minutia of it. Just I want to see games. I'd like to see teams actually try to win. That would be a nice development there. But no one is going poor that is playing Major League Baseball. I think we can say that. Safe to say that they're all very wealthy.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.